I don't know if you heard the tweet I just got. Some guy just tweeted me saying, hey, at Radio Vendetta, you suck. Get off the radio. You ruin every show.
That must be a confidence booster right there.
Oh, dude, I'm ready to, like, take this to the next level. I might go we are national. Sorry. Okay. All right. So we talked about this a little bit last night. I think it's completely overblown. I think it's a media story. Most of the fans seem to agree. They don't really care whether you salute or not. They just care if you win hockey games. Last night, you played a great hockey game. You had 2 goals. I think you had 5 shots. One of the shots was just, I was at an angle where I could see how quickly you got it off and how you pinpointed it top shelf, glove side on Bishop, who, by the way, is not a short goalie. So I really don't know how you did. He must have been bending over or something. But talk about the game last night and how you played last night and how you felt, because you seemed to be all over the ice.
Yeah, you know, I think, again, it was a big one of those response games that we needed. We weren't too thrilled with how we've been playing the last few games, and it's no secret that this season's been a little bit of a roller coaster ride as far as ups and downs, highs and lows, and again, we needed to play a much better game, and we showed last night when we play that way, we play smart with the puck, we play smart in our system, structure in our systems, and we could be a very tough hockey team to play against.
So talk about your systems. And look, one night a guy will look slow and get turnstiled, and then the next night the guy will look like he can skate with anybody in the league. How much does that have to do with systems?
Yeah, again, when you're playing smart, you don't have to run around as much. You don't have to waste a lot of that excess energy kind of chasing the play and chasing the game. So I think, again, when you're playing within yourself and within your structure and within your systems, it makes everyone's job out there a lot easier.
Okay, and heading into the game tomorrow night with Detroit, and look, I think we talked about this as well. You know, when you are a player who has a position on a team where you're looked to produce, and you're one of those guys on the Toronto Maple Leafs, how much pressure do you put on yourself, and how much pressure do you feel from the fans night in and night out?
Yeah, you know, again, for me personally, I know I hold myself to a high standard, and no one's going to really ever kind of hold themselves to a higher standard as far as feeling that outside pressure. I know what I can do out there, and I want to make sure I put myself in a position to try to have that success every night. So, again, when things aren't going well, it's when guys need to start digging in and, again, just make sure we're not trying to do too much and playing smart within the structure of the team. I think you saw a good buy-in last night, and we're going to need a lot more of that going forward. So we can't just be satisfied with having one good game, one bad game, and keep this back and forth. We got to find a streak of consistent hockey where we can know going into each game that we're going to play the right way and give ourselves the best chance to have success.
Look, and when you're moving forward here, and like you said, your last few games were inconsistent, but you got on a little bit of a roll before that, and you beat some pretty good hockey teams. Now you have a couple of games where, you know, you get beaten by Buffalo, you get beaten by Nashville, you move forward, you beat Tampa Bay, but you got a pretty tough string of games coming up. You know, the Red Wings are no pushover. You got to play the Penguins again. Capitals, you know, the Stars are a team that can be tough any given night, even though their record doesn't indicate they're one of the top teams. But, you know, are you focused as a team when you move forward? How are you focused on the next game? Is it one game at a time? Or are you looking at the schedule in, you know, 5-game increments? As a team, how do you guys look forward to the games that are upcoming?
Yeah, again, you kind of always have kind of a sense of what's coming down the pipe, but as far as how you prepare yourself, you just got to take it one day at a time and focus on what's on the plate for that day, whether it be having a good practice or taking care of yourself with recovery and that sort of stuff, so that when the games do come, you're in the best position possible to have success and be prepared to have your A game every night.
Okay, and before I let you go, I always thought, you know, I mentioned it off the top briefly. I always thought the stick salute thing was kind of cheese, to be honest with you. I mean, I think the knowing Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment, I was surprised that it wasn't sponsored by Kraft, to be honest with you, because there's a great sponsorship opportunity there that's missed. But the last night after the game, you guys win. You congratulate each other. You skate off the ice. You come out and do the 3 stars thing, which I think is the obligation. You talk to the media. That's the obligation. But as far as the salute and not salute, you know, and Dion said earlier today, it was just to change things up, right? You can't stay in the same routine your entire life, right?
Exactly. And as athletes, you kind of sometimes get locked in the routines, and when things aren't going well, you always try to tweak different things, and it's very disappointing to see some of the spin that this is a shot at our fans. This couldn't be further from that. We love the play in the city. We love the support we get. I mean, you see what all the guys do for different things. I know Clarky and Dion in particular, Phil as well, buy suites, donate to charities and things along that line. We love being involved in this community and stuff. So this couldn't be further from a shot at anyone. We're just trying to change it up and change up the routine a little bit and just kind of go from there. So obviously we haven't had the success on the ice, and again, hopefully we can build off the last game we had. We played a much better game within our system, and hopefully we can keep going with that.